friends. This is Stephanie Walsh. You are listening to Side B Radio, the podcast. And this is the first episode in, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 months. The last episode I did was my interview with West Side Waltz back in November. So yeah, it's been a long time. But guess what? I have another interview for you guys. So it's time to put out another episode. Real quick, I'm trying really hard to record this while my dog is snoring like right behind me, so you're gonna hear him, unfortunately. So I am currently in Souderton, Pennsylvania, where my parents have a house, and I should be working right now, but our server is down. So I figured since I have a little time, I can hurry up and record this intro to this interview that I did with Arthur Lewis of Freestyle Love Supreme and various other things. He has a new song out. He has a collaborative partner that he does live shows with. He's awesome, and you'll hear all about it. So we did this interview, and I'm like, well, got to put the episode out now, obviously. And that's exciting for me. It's exciting to get back into doing this stuff. I have another episode in the can, if you will, that I really need to get out there, and I have dropped the ball. So you'll have another episode for me next week, and hopefully I can get back into, like, actually podcasting, because I miss doing it. And God knows there's a lot to talk about right now, especially, like, you know, just catching up at the very least. So hopefully you're excited to hear this. Hopefully you're excited to see this pop up in your subscriptions if you're subscribed, or you're excited to see it on my social media feed, because obviously I'll be sharing that I did this interview and have this episode ready to go. Arthur is awesome. I hope you enjoy the conversation we had, and I'll talk to you guys in a little bit. Thanks. So Arthur, you and I met you through Freestyle Love Supreme. Can you talk a little bit about how you got involved with that before we get into all of your other stuff?
Sure. So back in 2003, my high school friend Lynn and I were working on sort of a little hip hop album. He would come over to my apartment and record. I was producing it, he was rapping. And he was doing this show. It might have been like the second or third one where he and this friend of his were like rapping over a DJ or something. And he was like, you need to come down and do this and play keyboards. I was like, that's not really something that sounds very scary. that makes me very nervous. And he was like, no, you're doing it. And he convinced me to do it. He brought his own keyboard. Like, all I had to do was show up. And that was my first experience with Freestyle Love Supreme in August of 2003. December. Now I can't remember when I started. The show started in August. I started a little bit later.
Gotcha. So, and you just play like whatever you feel like. Is all of your tunes and everything are also quote unquote like improvised or freestyle? It's just whatever you feel like and then they go with it, or?
Yeah. I mean, the show's can be very different if there's one keyboard player versus two keyboard players, because when there are two, you really have to coordinate with each other,
right?
And so there's a little more like there's a little bit more relying on tropes or like things that would be obvious to the other person or make sense, etc. If you're playing by yourself, you really can do sort of whatever you want to some extent, but it has to work. You know, it has to set the mood. It has to inspire the guys. So yeah, they're always boundaries put on it, but they're good boundaries.
How long, like, do you guys have to practice like before the show, like every time, or do you just go in? I mean, it's been a little while, so, but yeah, you're coming back. So like.
It depends. When we were doing one-offs for years, I honestly can't remember. Sometimes we would rehearse once before it, sometimes we wouldn't. For Broadway, we have to rehearse a few. You know, we don't rehearse like a big rehearse, of course. But we do a few days beforehand, just to get everyone back in the game, figure out exactly how everything is going to work in this particular context. But, you know, if you said to me, you have to go do a Freestyle Love Supreme show right now, I'd be like, okay, fine. I would not feel a need to rehearse.
Okay. Now, so you guys are coming back to Broadway in the fall.
Yeah.
Is it going to be pretty much the same thing that was there before, or are you guys changing it up a little bit?
I don't really know, to be honest. I think that's something that I'll probably learn during the rehearsal process. It's not something that I really think about this far out. I mean, I'm so familiar with this show and how it works. If there are going to be changes, I don't need to be thinking about them yet.
That's fair. So you also do collaborations with your friend is Joelle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's similar to Freestyle Love Supreme in a way. How did you decide like this was like the niche thing that you were doing? You're like, I'm going to play melodies while somebody raps over it and freestyles.
I didn't. It found me. Freestyle Love Supreme found me. Joelle found me. I went with the things that felt, a lot of things try to find me. And sometimes I'm like, nah, this is not it. But the things that felt like they were right or that they had an opportunity to grow. Joelle is one of my very best men at my wedding. And we've been playing together for 10 years, something like that. And we were in part of a bigger band together. And so when he started wanting to do his own gigs, he just called me and was like, can we play? It actually all came out of the philosophy of our friend, John Brayman, who is a ukulele playing rapper. He sort of ran the band for this gig, The Melting Pot, that I played every month for 7 or 8 years. And he had a very let's just figure it out on the fly kind of vibe. Like if there wasn't time to rehearse, he would, during a gig, he'd be like, this is a new song. And he'd start playing it and we would be like, okay. I'd figure out harmonies on the fly. He'd tell us the chords right as we started. And it gave us this kind of loose feeling of, you know what? We can do this. We can play with each other and figure out what we're doing in the moment. And Joelle and I really like that. And it really works well for the two of us because we just work well together. So I love doing a show with him. And, to your earlier question, Joelle and I don't really rehearse either. Because we don't want to, we did a few times in the past, but we kind of don't want to set the tone or set the mood. We like to see what the room is going to give us, what our feelings in the moment are going to give us, and see how the song comes out. As long as we know it well, we'll rehearse new stuff, of course, but
right.
A song that we've been playing for a while, it's like, we know.
Well, so you have there's set songs, they have a chorus and stuff like that. That's pretty much it though, right? The verses are all just made up on the spot.
Is that with Joelle?
Yeah.
No, Joelle. When I play with Joelle, we play. So all of my songs are, fully written, and then he'll freestyle a verse in the middle or at the end or whatever. His songs, he'll usually do, he'll have his own songs that are fully written, and then he'll do a verse at the end that's freestyled, or a bunch that at the end is freestyled. And then we'll also interject fully improvised things that will make up the whole song from scratch. But we try to do a balance, like Joelle's song, Arthur's song, improvised song. And we didn't really, we've been not doing as much of the improvised stuff in the past year and a half. I mean, we did a bunch of live stream shows, and it's, it's not the same without an audience. And then the last one we did, it was just, we were scared. I was nervous, hadn't been in front of an audience in ages. We were like, let's just play it a little safe. If we feel like it, we'll do it, but we don't need to do it. We don't need to start it. We don't need to do a whole new song yet.
Well, because I've seen you guys at Rockwood a couple times, two or three times. I haven't.
Yeah.
I've seen everything, but and I recognized a few, at least some of the songs, but I obviously don't know all the words, and some of it sounds like Joelle has had a tendency at the last show, literally as we were speaking about something, he would put that into the lyric, and I don't know if set that up or if he just threw it in,
it's probably the second one. He likes to freestyle on most of his songs, there'll be a bunch of written stuff, but then he'll often take a bunch of time to freestyle at the end. Mm-hmm. And we'll wrap it up there, because that's where the good stuff comes in, where we can really build the energy. Or go somewhere, that's where we can take a journey of some kind.
Right. So in addition to all of those things, you also have your own music.
Yeah.
So, and you just released Hello Love, and that's your first song in 13 years.
Yeah, it's my, so it's a bit of a bit of a tricky kind of wordplay. It's my first official new release in 13 years. I put out a song in like 2016 that basically I gave myself a Twitter challenge that was like, hey, I just hit some number of followers. When I hit this other number of followers, I'll release a new song 2 weeks later. Lynn caught wind of that and like forced me into it by like, I got that number of followers in 18 minutes after he retweeted it.
Of course.
But yeah, so that was a like half finished, like I put it out, but it didn't feel like official, you know, cause I didn't like finish the mix the way I wanted to. I didn't get the arrangement the way I wanted it to, et cetera. And then I put out an EP of demos in 2018, like stuff that I had worked on 10 years before that just was never going to get finished. But this was the first time since 2008 that I was like, all right, I'm doing this the right way, fully mixing, finishing, going to wipe my hands of it when I'm done. And that's not true because now I have to like promote it and talk about it.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. So I just want to interject real quick. Not that I have any kind of semblance of relationship with Lin-Manuel Miranda, but I do find that any interaction I have with him on Twitter is my most popular thing. every time. So with Hello Love, which is great, by the way,
thank you.
I enjoyed listening to it at the show, and obviously now stream it whenever I want to. But yeah. What kind of like reception have you been getting? Are people like blowing you up? Is it obviously hopefully good things?
Yeah, no, it's been good. People like the song. People are playing it. It's funny because it's only been 2 days, right? So there's still so much work left to do in the like promotional, like I'm still working on like the lyric video and submitting to Spotify playlists. Like it's been nice to have people hear the song and have them, people really like it. You know, I get a lot of responses that are like, I can't stop dancing to it. Like I'm listening to it on loop. People send me videos of their kids dancing to it, which is just wonderful. But the perfectionist in me, I'm like, I still have so much work to do. There's so much I still have to do, you know? So yeah.
Does your family jam out to your music?
Yeah. It's funny. My dad got confused about the length of the song. He thought the preview was the song. He was like, this is the best song you've ever made. Why is it only a minute long?
So short.
I was like, well, no. They dig it. I mean, my sister is a musician as well. My sister and her partner are both musicians. They're digging it. My dad's enjoying it. My daughter, finally, like it's one of the first times she doesn't let me sing in the house. My daughter like only allows mommy to sing. And if I sing, she's like, no, dad. But
so funny that kids do that.
Yeah. She's finally enjoying this song.
Well, that's good.
She's heard it a couple times and she like moves to it. Cute. So it's like, okay, all right, this is going to work out.
My niece used to get mad if anyone sang along with her. Like if she was listening, like Let It Go, for example, if she started singing that, her mother is a big singer. Yeah. So her mother would like chime in, no, and just stop.
Yeah. That's my daughter. That's pretty accurate.
I feel like around that age, because she's still like toddler-ish, right? Like
she's 4. Yeah, she just turned 4.
Yeah. So that's my niece was probably around like 3 or 4 when she started, like she would sing along to Let It Go. And then, no! So, I don't get it. There's something about that age. It's like, so are you going to, what's the plan? Are you going to release an album? Are you going to just release more singles? Or this was just a one-off and we'll see in 13 years?
I've been joking that you'll see me in 12 and a half years. So okay. I'm, you know, improving a little bit. No, this song was, it's funny. I was definitely not ready to start releasing music again. But then I wrote this song and it felt like it was coming out of a pandemic kind of song. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? If I don't release it now, it's a waste. So I like scrambled and like changed around all my priorities to put it out. And while that process was happening, I was like, I'm enjoying this. I'm totally ready to put out more music. So I definitely want to do more this year to to get into a process of putting things out more regularly. I'm not ready for a big, like, I'm making an album, because that's right. that's what tanked me in the past, was the project being too big. Gotcha. But I'm definitely into releasing more individual songs this year, for sure.
And would you, like, did Hella Love come out of the fact that you were kind of stuck, like, because of the pandemic? Like, just how did you deal with the pandemic, I guess? Obviously, some music came out of it, so.
Yeah. So the song was inspired by a couple that I saw on the street, a young man and a young woman. And the man was standing there, and the woman, like, saw him and, like, ran into his arms and, like, jumped on him. Aww. Like, happens in, like, a movie or something. And I was like, I've never seen that happen in real life before. I had already written some of the music to it, but that, like, got the lyrics going a little bit. The pandemic was, we were lucky. We were very, very lucky. I had just come off of doing Broadway, and was taking some time to work on music. So when my daughter's daycare closed, I was available. I wasn't, you know, a lot of parents have really struggled with, like, working and taking care of their kids. We were pretty lucky that I was able to not have to work as much while taking care of my daughter. And, you know, there were hard things. Everyone, I'm sure, you know, everyone has had a hard time during the pandemic, but I think relatively we did okay.
Well, it was obviously a crazy time for everyone. Yeah. But I did, I mean, one of the nice things, I feel like, at least at first, I kind of got over it, but the way that artists were able to, like, engage through live streaming and stuff like that, and still releasing things and doing things, even though.
Yeah.
And the biggest platform was, like, gone, you know, live entertainment.
It was hard to watch that.
Yeah.
For me, because I couldn't do it. I didn't have time to engage with any of that. And I, like, yeah. It felt like I was watching, like, a sort of an artistic, the growth of a new phenomenon. Like, everyone was being who I always wanted to be, the person who's just, like, in their house, just, like, doing their music and putting it out and not having to bother with people in the outside world. And everyone was like, oh no, this is cool, we can do this. And I was like, nah, I'm with my kid right now, can't do any of that.
Well, but I mean, also, that, like, makes
really
sense too.
Cemented my relationship with my daughter, so, like, no regrets there. Yeah, it really is interesting how different the pandemic experience has been for everyone.
Yeah. I almost feel like it was oversaturated in a way after a little while. Mm, it was like everyone was doing it. So it was like,
yeah.
Like, there was a couple of, like, Friday nights, for example, that, like, multiple artists that I really like were all, like, Instagram live. And I was like, I don't even, like, how do I decide who to watch? What am I doing?
Yeah.
So, because you can't, like, save them, you know what I mean? Like,
right, right.
So it started to become too much. And then I actually recently, there was a virtual concert, Rock of Ages, I think, had, like, some big concert thing. And I mean, I'm a big Rock of Ages fan, but I was like, I don't want to just watch, like, especially since stuff has opened up. I was like, I would have gone to this. I don't want to watch it on TV. So I don't, it's like, at some point for me anyway, it was like, I've had enough of, like, virtual Zoom things and whatnot, which is funny that I'm having a Zoom meeting with you. But, you know, obviously this is for my podcast, and this is, like, something, this is how I would do this right now instead of trying to organize meeting up, because that's a whole nother thing too.
Yeah, sure.
As far as, like, entertainment virtually, I'm kind of over it. I'm ready to, like, be able to see things in person again. So
fair enough.
What else is going on with so you just released a song.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have other stuff that, like, you have started to write, or, like, this is it and you have to kind of, like, go back to the drawing
board? Yeah, no, I mean, I have plenty of music written. I have an iTunes playlist. I now have, like, a series of iTunes playlists of, like, pieces of music in various stages. There's, like, the still writing playlist, the written but now arranging playlist, like, et cetera, et cetera. I think there's 7 stages. There's lots of stuff. I just have to actually, you know, do it, record it, produce it, get it mixed, whatever it is, make decisions about what's going to be next, et cetera.
So would you ever do solo shows with your music, or you're a collaborative guy?
I did for years. I had a band for a bunch of years called Arthur and the Geniuses. And I did a bunch of solo shows before, after, and between iterations of that band. And I'm not a good stage person. Stage makes me nervous. Okay. And so doing solo shows was always really difficult for me. I'd always just get really, like, I'd pace all day before the show. I'd get, like, it was just, especially if I was doing new material, it would just be a lot. And I started doing these shows with Joelle, and I always feel comfortable doing them. So I realize, like, it doesn't feel like there's a reason to go back to doing solo shows at this point. You know, I've turned down offers to do solo gigs in the past couple of years because I'm like, it's just not worth the trouble.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously you should do what you're comfortable with. So yeah. if you feel that way about, like, being, like, nervous on stage or whatever, I guess maybe just because you're with a group, but there's always a part in Freestyle of Supreme when you come out and you sing with them, with the True Story thing.
Yeah.
You're cool with doing all, you seem like.
It's funny, because I am not comfortable at all being in front of 800 people on a Broadway stage. It is a huge source of stress for me. And I'm still, to be honest, figuring out what my, like, how I'm going to work that out for this coming run, like what my particular schedule is going to be. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is true. The moment where I come out is the easiest part of the show for me in that respect. I'm not sure why. I think there's something about it where I feel very supported up there.
Yeah.
And I feel like there is actually very little pressure in that moment. I just do the thing and it's fun. And that's that. When I first started doing that, because when I started playing Freestyle of the Supreme, I was just playing piano. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And everyone was like, you sing, why aren't you singing in the show? And so they basically put together True. You know, there were other reasons as well, but to some extent they put together True for me. To get, like, so that I would sing.
Right.
That's pushing it a little bit. There were a lot of other reasons to do it.
Yeah, but it's definitely, that's like a moment to showcase your voice. Like that's,
and I was so afraid of doing True for years. For years, I would get nervous. I'd be like, I can do the show without True, then I'm not scared. But if I have to do True, I'm like, ooh. And I got to the point, I think, at some point in the past few years where it's like, no, that part's fine.
So, do you have any, I'm making you reach here, but before we wrap up, do you have any favorite Freestyle of Supreme moments? Like, is there anything that has, like, stood out so much that you still always smile about? Like,
one of my favorite moments has always been, this must have been at least 10 years ago, possibly 15. Anthony Two Touch was on stage rapping some kind of, like he was walking through a day, like he was going, and he went to the ATM in this narrative, and he goes up to the ATM and he's like, and then I put in my PIN number, and he rapped his actual PIN number.
Oh my God.
Because he gets into such a state, and everyone does, you get into such a state where there isn't time to edit yourself.
Right.
So he just came out and he was like, oh, oops.
Well.
And I assume he had to go change it. But yeah, that's, I've always loved that moment because it feels like such a good description of how freestyle works mm-hmm. from the inside.
That's really funny. So where can people find you? If people, like, I'm assuming that some of my audience might not know anything about you. So hopefully they learn something, because I personally find you very interesting. I think what you do is very interesting. I think it's hard to describe, like, I was trying to sell people on coming to the show at Rockwood. Like, I told some friends, because we were actually seeing another, we saw the second set, and people know her, and they were like, yeah, I'm going to come see her. And I was like, well, why don't you come earlier and you can see this thing? And they're like, well, what is it? And I'm like, So, but yeah, please tell my audience, I guess, where they can find you and keep up with you and what you're doing.
Sure. So I have a website. It's arthurthefourth.com. But I've also been convinced to become more active on social media recently. It's been fun. I've been making these really fun for me videos. I'm just Arthur Lewis on Instagram and on Twitter. And the song itself, the URL is hellolove.rocks. I was really excited to find out that rocks was a top level domain. So you can't forget that. Yeah, I think those are the best places at the moment.
Awesome. It's streaming on like Spotify and Apple.
Yeah, it's on all the things. Spotify, Apple, iTunes, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Deezer, Tidal, Amazon, working on distribution in like South Korea. Like it's wherever it can be.
Cool. And are there going to be physical copies or no?
Not planning it. I think if there were a lot of demand, I would. So far, it seems like only my friend's parents have asked for physical copies. My friends seem happy to download the song and burn it for them on CD. Oh, so,
well, that's nice.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey, if you get like 5 or 6 songs together, you could do a little like records are a big deal. I'm actually going to head over to Rough Trade later today. So.
Yeah. They're expensive. Bandcamp is the one that is rolling out a service that will let you make records on demand or something. There's one of these platforms is doing it eventually. So like if that happens, I might start to consider it for future releases. But at the moment, like I put enough money into this. I don't need to also have space in my apartment where I'm storing records.
Fair enough. That's true. that's definitely a good point. So I guess in the meantime, for now, we'll see you on Broadway in the fall. Yeah.
Yeah.
You will be part of Freestyle Live Supreme.
And I have a show with Joelle coming up on September 16th.
Oh, well, there you go.
At Rockwood Music Hall. We just booked it a few days ago.
Amazing. So I'll see you there then.
Great.
All right. So thank you so much for doing this. And
yeah, thanks for having me. This was fun.
Absolutely. So
great. Thanks. All
right. Have a good one. Thank you.
You too. Bye. Right,
bye. Thank you again so much to Arthur Lewis for taking the time to hang with me last week and talk about all your upcoming stuff. Thank you guys for listening, and please make sure to give Arthur a follow if you're into that sort of thing. Go check out his new single, hellolove.rocks, or, you know, streaming on whatever you want to listen to it on. So, like I said before, I will have another episode coming up. Also, I had mentioned this, like, on Twitter a while ago. On moments that I don't have a guest, I could either do Spotify exclusive music shows, or I could do like a deep dive into a band, an artist, a topic, whatever. I do know that in the future, near future, hopefully, I will have Robbie Valentine from Vavavoom back on the show. We've already discussed that he needs to come on over and hang out and podcast with me. So I'm totally calling you out, Robbie. Sorry. You guys can find me at Side B Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/SideBRadio. All the platforms that have social media, Side B Podcast on Instagram. I'm a little rusty. I apologize. And I'm doing this like, let me hurry up and get this done so that I can post it. So, there's a lot of stuff going on. I have missed recording. God knows, you know, I have like audio equipment. I have the gear. I pay for Audition. Like, I have all the stuff. So like, why not use it? But it's been a weird few months. I am working full time remotely from home. So that's the other thing. Like, I sit at my computer in my house all day. The last thing I want to do is get back on the computer after I'm done working. I don't know why it's different. Like, when you commute, it's like, that hour on the subway makes you want to just get home and get back on your laptop or whatever, versus sitting at your desk and then going back over to your couch. And like, I never touch my laptop anymore. It's weird. It's weird to be on it right now. And like, I had to update a bunch of stuff to use it because I'm, like I said, I'm not at home right now. So I'm remote connected to, you know, my dad's network and everything with my laptop. So it's weird, like I said. But it's good. It's good to get away. It's so strange how much, like, I love New York City. I love New York City. I will never not love New York City. But, man, it's so nice to get away from it sometimes. So I'm lucky that I have family and I can do that sort of thing. Because some people do not have that option. So I recognize that. Hashtag blessed. Yeah, I really hope you guys liked this. I hope you missed me. I hope you let me know if you enjoyed the interview, if you enjoy having me back. The other podcasts have also been on hiatus because of scheduling conflicts with my co-hosts. And I think that kind of was part of what made me a little discouraged to even just do this one, because it was kind of like, well, nothing's working, so whatever. And then focusing on work and whatnot. But, I mean, I miss doing those, too. I miss Radio Mickey. I still follow Disney news and stuff, and I'm always like, I have so many opinions. And then, obviously, Stephanie and I are going to put out an episode of What's the Deal with This Pop Life? Because, hello, Britney Spears. So, and, I mean, you know, NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys collaboration. There's so much there. So, we have stuff to talk about. Hopefully, soon, I'll have more content. And please continue listening, continue sharing, continue subscribing, whatever you want to do. If you want to leave me a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, that would be fantastic, because then other people will see it and then other people will listen. I don't know. I will talk to you guys next week. I have a conversation I did with Adrienne Enderle again, like back in November, but it's still relevant. And she talks about her job as a TV AP and I don't know. It's cool, cool things. And lots of stories to share. And it's like pretty much edited too. Like I really dropped the ball, y'all. There is no reason this episode should not be published yet, but it will be soon. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week. Enjoy.